likes to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
You could just hear people whispering, Drew, 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 Drew,
Drew. I wouldn't be surprised that he's as good today as he was back then.
Oh, my nuts.
Oh, Joe, nuts.
Come on, man.
It is the 50th anniversary of Rucker Park. This tournament is the center of the streetball universe. What makes you think you have a chance?
Someone like you can combine the old school with the new school at the Rucker.
I'll do it on one condition.
Anything you want,
it's got to be my team, my roster.
Okay, anything but that.
All right, the most unnecessary movie perhaps ever made, Uncle Drew.
that's saying a lot.
They took a guy who's sort of well-known and dressed him up and said, hey, Pepsi, let's make a movie. This is actually quite scary if you think about it, that, you know, in a world of... They're bringing back Murphy Brown, by the way. That in a world where there's no original ideas... And it's impossible to get a movie made because there's 75 million things on television that you can get a movie made specifically because of an ad. And the ad, it's just a 90-minute ad.
You know what's funny is that Nick Kroll, who is in this movie, I know you find it very funny, he's now done two of these things. Because remember he was in the Caveman TV show based on the Geico Caveman?
Yeah, but I mean, in fairness, I don't think they were flooding offers to Nick Kroll at the time. But, yes, he has been in two of these.
Yeah.
And again, I contend that Nick Kroll did this because he wanted to hang out with basketball players. At least that's what I hope. So we made a bunch of predictions of what would happen in this movie. Because dare we guess that it was formulaic in any way, shape, or form. So how do you want to do this, Rich? Rich, okay. You saw the movie.
I saw the movie last night. I went to the screening, and I took mental notes because you're not allowed to use your phone at the screening. So I'm looking at all these here.
God forbid anything should get out.
You don't want it to get leaked out. So
there's so many spoilers.
I'm looking at this list. Mace in the other room went through all of our predictions, and we will go down them one by one. Now, what percentage of these do you think... that we got correct?
85.
You think about 85%? Because I have an entire sheet here.
I'm saying 90.
You're saying 90%?
No, well, there's stuff in here like Marv Albert will be wearing lingerie.
Well,
that's
not one you take seriously. Like, right. I mean, Mason wrote down just jokes we made in there, too. So.
All right. The first one, Rich, is minutes until you see a Pepsi logo.
until you see an ad for Pepsi. Okay. Minutes until you see an ad for Pepsi.
All right. I said a minute.
Okay.
You said 3 minutes, and Sean said 5 minutes.
Okay. I need a ruling on this one. All right, I need a ruling, because my whole thing, as I said, it starts as soon as you see a picture up on the screen, like from the movie, okay? All right, that was what I said.
Opening credits do count as time.
Well, as long as it doesn't say, like, the name
Lionsgate.
Of the movie or whatever,
yeah,
right, Lionsgate. Like, as soon as you see a picture come up the screen, it's from the movie.
Okay.
Okay. About 30 seconds into the movie, it says, in association with PepsiCo.
That absolutely counts.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you. I'm going to get everything right. By the way, there's not anything I'm getting wrong. If I had a pen,
all right.
I could really...
Let me
try to find some...
I do have a pen. I do have a pen.
Yeah, but I want one.
Okay.
I don't think it's ridiculous that I should have a pen.
Okay. So then we went to my next prediction. And that prediction was that the movie will start with a black and white video of Uncle Drew when he was younger, and it would slowly move to present day.
Yes.
And it might not have been 100% black and white, but damn it, I was right. Absolutely.
Jesus.
You can put that one down.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
That is correct as well.
Okay. Then we go to more than one player will take a leave.
Yes.
Well, because that is absolutely...
Because they're like, ooh, I'm sore, and then they're going to take a leave. All right. That was mine, and that is correct. Now, how was that framed?
You know what? The one good thing about this movie that they did right was they knew that there was going to be products everywhere, so they took the Wayne's World method, and that was they over-the-top plugged it.
Okay.
Like, Nick Kroll was like, shout out to my mans at a leave. What up? Keeping the pain away.
All right.
Which was kind of funny, so that was all right. Okay.
All right. I have predicted, Rich,
okay,
that at least 20 minutes of the movie would be at a barbershop.
At least 20 minutes? Oh, no.
Whoa.
I'm not going to give you that.
Very dramatic.
That's not what it was. No, that's the buzz. No, no, no. Because it was not 20 minutes. It was about 5 minutes. It was a buzz.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right. So that is incorrect.
By the way, this is like a 90-minute movie, Fred.
Okay.
So I mean,
well, I still thought 20 minutes might be in a barbershop.
No, okay. So 5 minutes. So take that one out of it. A general insurance commercial
right.
is tied in.
All right. That was mine. The general insurance is what Shaquille O'Neal endorses. And you got, obviously it's in there. You got to tell me how they forced it in there.
Right.
You have to tell me.
Okay. The answer is twofold, okay?
Okay.
Was there a banner? Yes. Did they talk about it in the movie? No. However, there's this.
One young guy with nothing to lose. Five retired players led by Uncle Drew. And one general with low-cost auto insurance for them all.
That's right. We can insure almost any driver. Even these guys.
Welcome to Harlem. This is where it happens. This will make you. This will break you. Let's rule it all.
Get a quote from the general and see Uncle Drew in theaters June 29th.
Okay, so they did have a banner.
Yes, there's a banner. Is there a commercial running for that involves Uncle Drew for the general? Yes, there is. Okay, so I will give you that. Okay.
I got to know this one because this is one of mine. J.B. Smoove, who's in the film, he falsely claims he was a great player.
That was a great suggestion. It did not happen.
Oh!
Did not happen. Sorry, that did not happen. J.B. Smoove not in a ton of the movie.
Oh.
All right, he was not in it. Okay, let's go to this one. Young kids will try and dance, and the old guys will show them how to really dance.
Yeah, this is how it's done.
This is the hustle. This one was mine.
Mm-hmm. No. This was mine as well. I said young kids will try to dance, and the old guys will show the hustle and is the real dance. And so that's like, what's up, youngsters? You don't know how to dance. Old people know how to dance. Come on over here. And then they start doing the hustle or something of that nature.
Did they do the hustle?
It was not the hustle, but it was like a non-licensed.
A syncopated.
Where they all dance together. And it was like a dance-off in the club. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and then they earn the respect of everyone in the club.
And they're like, woo!
Yeah, woo!
That's right.
And then one of the guy you least expect when you're like, oh, you know, the craziest dance. So, yes, absolutely. The next one, there will be a character obsessed with chicks' asses.
Mm-hmm.
What if they were just obsessed with chicks?
No.
But there's one guy
who's like, just
in
like
particular
who can't concentrate.
Yeah, who can't concentrate.
It was the Nate Robinson character, I thought.
No, that was a prediction you made.
You clarified that, but
That's not mine. Mine is that there's a guy, one particular character, who's like obsessed with chicks, like young chicks.
Yeah, I'll give that one to you. Yes. It's not exactly the butts. This is more of a family movie than I thought it was going to be. So they didn't even do that. So yes.
I have one here whoever the female is.
You have Cheryl Strews. It's not her, though.
Is it Lisa Leslie?
Lisa Leslie,
like, schools one of these guys who doesn't think that a woman can play basketball.
That's true. All right. That definitely happens.
Right. So I am. Right. I have one, two, three. Oh, okay. Sassy old character ends up with a hot chick. Like an old character, maybe the guy who's into hot chicks.
No.
Not with a youngin'?
No. That's an upset, too, because I would have thought that would have happened. Nope, that did not happen.
Okay, how about this? Rucker Park Gym, Barbershop, and Old Folks Home are the four main locations.
I'll give you that one. Pretty much. I mean, there's like two or three more.
All right, so, and then my prediction that Kevin Garnett is not in it, but
that's correct. That's correct. Now, there are a ton of people in it.
All right, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and I got three wrong.
Okay, and then there was some of my predictions, and that would be that there are more Nike ads than even Pepsi ads, and that is a... I mean, you want Nike, you want ESPN, ads for ESPN all over the place throughout this movie. Now, once again, as I said, the stuff that there were ads over the top for, it was done in a tongue-in-cheek way. So I'll give them credit for that. There will be a cliche sentimental speech, and I said broken up by an old man fart. It was not broken up, but there was indeed a cliched sentimental speech.
But was there a fart joke?
No, believe it or not, not even a boy. Fart joke.
I told you that was the only way that could salvage this thing is if there was good old fashioned old man. Just like a loosey goosey one.
Right.
Like the guy who cuts my hair, not in chivalry, yeah. But the guy who cuts my hair usually at the barbershop would just, the loose old man farts would just go. And they don't even know they're
just
doing
like,
them.
Just like a breeze. Right. Yes, and we said that there would be a Stephen A. Smith cameo. Yeah, that is definitely in there. There were a couple other ones, too.
Aside from the one that we agreed with, let's go through John's and everything's going to be wrong.
Okay.
He was wrong about Pepsi.
He said old Pepsi glass in black and white in the video. No, that's not it.
Charles Barkley in it?
Oh, man, I don't remember him being in it.
Okay, then he's not.
Okay.
Dr. J is certainly not in it.
Oh, no.
Nate Robinson will be obsessed with asses.
No.
All right, so John got nothing right.
I got sort of the hustle one, no?
We agreed with you. That was the consensus.
Yeah, that was one that we were
don't
talking about.
Don't I get
about.
Part credit for that?
Dan says Kevin Hart cameo.
No, there was no Kevin Hart
cameo. Yeah, that's below.
There's no Kevin Hart cameo in this one.
All right. Group dance will be named after Uncle Drew's song.
No, I don't think it actually had a name. I don't believe there was a name.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like I saved the day.
Yeah, you did.
Fred just killed it on his prediction.
So it sounds to me, Rich, that there was someone else at the premiere.
There was, and I did not even know. You want to talk about someone is the last person you would think who's living the life.
Yeah, well, yeah. You would just think he was like agoraphobic or something.
Right.
But in reality, he's all over the place.
So when we get back, I will not only give you my review, but also at the screening last night, unbeknownst to me yesterday morning, Mr. Pasta Joe.
All right. This was not a bit.
No.
Pasta Joe just showed
up. Got up around 10 a.m., ate a bowl of pasta.
He was happened to be there.
Because yeah, you know there was like some online thing that like if you took like 85... if you answered 85 questions, it gave you premiere tickets.
Frito burrito.
Here's the CBS.
Burritos and beef.
All right, here's the CBS Sports. You can't.
Cheese.
You can't accuse us of killing Pasta Joe, the character, if he just happens to be there.
Yeah, he just happened to be there.
All right, here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by Acura Peabody.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans
on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, the General can insure almost any car and any driver?
We sure can.
You know, I wasn't sure about the General when I was younger.
Well, we provided low-cost auto insurance for more than 50 years.
Hey, I'm not that old.
At the General, monthly payments are low with immediate online proof of insurance.
Get your anonymous online quote with low payments and ride with the General.
It's the most frustrating thing in the history of the world.
When I was younger.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Yeah, that's the commercial for the General. Shaquille O'Neal is talking to a cartoon general. And he goes, I used to have the General when I was... And he takes a sip of coffee and he looks slyly to the camera. Younger. And no one has given me a proper explanation.
As to why that is the case.
Yes, and if you'll notice, Rich, in our final days of being on television, thank God, he is wearing a Hey Guys Hey shirt, which are available at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Mm-hmm. So we have a few of the sizes that you weren't able to order the first time, and you can go to the Sports Hub website at 98.5thesportshub.com and order them now. So there you go, the Hey Guys Hey shirt. Finally back by popular demand.
Not selling out yesterday, making us look very bad.
Yes. They ordered like a million of them, though. That was the one thing. The first one was like a smaller batch. And they said, well, now that we got that, let's order a zillion. So hopefully they'll be. I know they've got just not too many of them left, though. However, and I'm not just saying that to make you falsely think that you've got to get online. It's true.
Okay.
I saw Uncle Drew last night. Now, I will quickly give you my review before we go to Pasta Joe.
And let the record state, if you're just joining us, that I nailed like basically 8 out of 10 predictions.
You did. This movie is wildly predictable, absolutely, without a doubt. This movie isn't bad. This is actually a pretty good movie. I enjoyed myself. I thought that it was funnier than it probably should have been. The sum is better than its parts. Because you know what they did? They said, let the funny people be funny. Nick Kroll was legitimately funny in the film.
Yeah, he's doing it. Talking to Rich Hoffer, he's doing a character that he did on the Kroll show and that he does on his animated show. Big Mouth Kroll, a very, very good comedian.
And it's a good character, right?
Yeah, it's a good character. Now, I will ask you this. Kyrie Irving, did he need to be in the movie?
Yeah, Kyrie Irving was fine. He did fine. I mean, he plays an old dude. I mean, and the lines they wrote for the old guys, some of them, there were like two surprisingly great jokes in the movie. Like, I was like, wow, that's a great, like, I didn't expect this to be an Uncle Drew. Two legitimately great jokes. The rest of it, they let the comedians be comedians. Lil Ray Howery, the guy who was from Get Out, he was very funny. As I said at the end of it during the credits, the two, him and Nick Kroll, basically just like ad-libbed through a lot of it, and they kept the best stuff, and it was great. Like, they're both legitimately funny guys. Tiffany Haddish, who I know is kind of the new up-and-coming thing, she was excellent in it. Yeah, I mean, it's a movie you bring your kids to. Like, it's like, if it's as painless of a film that you have to sit and watch with your kids in a while. I mean, you could do a lot worse if you want to bring like your son or daughter to
go
see a
movie. And most importantly, it was fast.
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes long.
Instead of The Incredibles 2 that was 4 hours.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Right. I enjoyed it. It's not a beating by any way, shape, or form. There's tons of ads everywhere. You're assaulted with ads, but they're on like a basketball court. So, I mean, it's okay. Like everywhere. So it's not awful. They actually do a pretty decent job kind of mocking the fact that they have that as well. It's better than you think it's going to be. I'm not telling you to go out and see it because you probably won't like it, but it's going to do fine.
All right.
As I said, and I won't change my box office estimate of what I think it's going to make. I think it's going to make a total of $40 million at the box office, but I liked it. I give it a 3 out of 5. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is that what Pasta Joe thinks.
Pasta.
Who just happened to be at the screening yesterday. Think about Pasta Joe. He's the guy that when he comes on here, he doesn't really say much at all. He's very quiet. On top of, like, I mean, when we asked him, he went cliff diving one time.
We went for a walk, found a cliff, jumped off.
Okay, and that was how he described the entire thing.
Happens, yeah. And if you think of it, he got himself into the studio. So he got himself on the air here. He obviously has time to submit himself into very various contests.
Yep.
I would imagine you won a contest to get in. Because, again, we didn't set this up.
Nope.
He won a contest to get into Uncle Drew. He probably, you know, took a bunch of online surveys and now is going to be watched for the rest of his life.
I think it's exactly how he got in. Because he told me he got in, like, from the internet.
Sure.
Okay. So
absolutely.
And he, like, it was, like, an hour and 15 minutes away to get there. The guy was at the NBA draft a couple years ago. He was
what?
He was in a, yeah, he like went to New York. He was in like a
so random.
He's in the he's daddy's
like Forrest,
home.
He's like the fattest Forrest Gump.
Honest to God.
He's like, I mean, he is like under the radar. You would think of the last person who lives like a Forrest Gump type lifestyle, but he does. He was in that movie Daddy's Home in the background.
Yeah.
He's done
at the
bunch,
movie theater, right?
Yeah, he was in the movie theater scene. Like, he's done like a ton of stuff you wouldn't expect him to do. So he was at the screening last night. So let's go to Pasta Joe and his movie review of Uncle Drew.
Pasta Joe, what'd you think of the movie?
Surprisingly good. Shaq was funny as always. I really got nothing else to say.
Well, Pasta Joe, you again.
Some things.
Thrill us.
Be able to depend on things.
Thrill us with your. You got to calm down there with
I don't think the word elaborate is in his vocabulary.
No, he just tells it like it is.
Uh huh.
Kyrie Irving as Uncle Drew, what'd you think of his acting chops?
At first, little eh, and then he turned very well.
Do you think that this movie's going to be a hit?
Yeah.
I like that it takes him, like, it takes him 3 seconds to say yeah. Right. Like, he's really mulling it in his head.
No, he's not editing. I don't think he's editing. I just think it takes that long.
Yeah, it just takes a while for the hamster wheel
to process. He does.
Like, the hamster is like, oh.
You know, they say exercise makes your brain move faster.
Yeah.
You know, this is evidence the other way.
Did he have anything Wheaties?
No, he did not have a Wheaties shirt on. No, he did not.
I don't like that.
Anything else you got going on tonight?
Gotta catch the subway. I'm off my way home.
Excellent. Big plans for the weekend coming up?
Working 4 days.
Oh, okay, 4 days. Oh,
wait. No, 3 days. 3 days.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. And are you doing the Greasy Pole competition?
I can't find my way in.
Oh, so what's the deal? You have to, like, sign up in advance or something like that?
It turns out you need to be a resident of Gloucester. I mean, that's what someone told me from on Twitter. I have no idea, though.
Now, if someone got you in, would you do it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched the videos? I mean, people get demolished.
Yeah, the greasy pole is this thing in Gloucester where they grease up a pole and you have to run across it.
It's St. Peter's Fiesta? Is that what it is? Okay, so that's happening this weekend. And if you haven't seen a video, I mean, these are guys who start off at the end of this pole, which is about 20, maybe 30 feet over the water. And they got to walk 30 feet on a greased down, like, telephone pole and grab a flag. I mean, it's guys falling and wrecking themselves and just falling to a horrible injuries. And Pasta Joe, the guy the last guy you'd want to expect to do this, wants to do it.
Yeah.
The guy just can't get in.
I mean, listen, he's living the life of Riley. He lives at home. He eats pizza rolls, has food on his stomach, and then he
not
goes out.
Rush. No.
I mean, he's almost Adolfo-like. He gets on the train and takes adventures.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do it, surprisingly.
Was he by himself?
No, he had a friend.
Oh, see, all this is disappointing.
He had a friend who was about as outgoing, as
energetic as
Pasta
Joe.
Really? So you think you're nimble?
Do we still have dump left? Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay, all right. Well, so if somebody calls in and said we can get Pasta Joe into this, you would be willing to do it?
Oh, well, definitely.
All right. Well, we're putting the APP out now. Let's see. It's free to do that. What would be your plan of attack to getting across the greasy pole that they have over at the St. I think it's called the St. Peter's Fiesta.
You got to figure it's some experience, like with pizza being on the floor and stuff, like getting to the bathroom.
All right. Here's a question, though, Fred. How is he going to answer that question? The question about what are you going to do to get across the greasy pole?
Like, I have a feeling like if he hasn't worked for a couple days and he like falls down, that he skids across the floor because he's been eating off his stomach,
or he like takes something next to him to try to whip the food towards him. It doesn't like.
Oh, you
up.
Know he's got a
he's
claw.
Got a belt. Claw.
You know he's got one of those claws.
I was going to say golf club to pull the tray towards him, but all right.
I'm just going to go fast. If I wipe out, it's going to be hilarious. If not, I'm going to win. Be an unbelievable story.
All right, Pasta Joe. How many Frito burritos out of five do you give that?
3.5. 3.5 Frito burritos. Usually I don't leave a half, but 3.5.
I'm with you. That's probably what I would give it. 3.5 Frito Bros. You heard it from the man, Pasta Joe. Good to see you, Pasta Joe.
Pasta Joe a lot more excited to be there than he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a sentence in there that was like 8 or 9 words.
Yeah.
Do you think that this movie's going to be a hit?
Yeah. All right, very good. LeBron James is dropping hints apparently July 4th. He will have his decision before then. We will talk about that. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. LeBron James has come out and said that, folks, hang on to your hats. He is going to be making his decision before July 4th. Hopefully he does it on July 4th so there can be the proper fireworks display.
There was also, like the opening of Rocky 3?
Yeah.
Is that the one where the fireworks made a big thing of Rocky, a big shape of him in the sky?
See, they've already done it inside when he made the announcement that he was going to the Heat. So now we could just have a national display. And some people think it's, an honor of the country, but it would really be an honor of LeBron James. And it's strange because he has said, I've tried to put this franchise at a level that's always seen in a positive light. From a basketball standpoint, from a social standpoint, to a brand standpoint, I get a lot of light in the headlines, but I'm one. As long as I'm playing here for this franchise, when you see the Cavaliers, I want you to think of prestige and a great organization. Not only does that sound like something from Step Brothers, he does mention light. And that could be in reference to making a decision that Cleveland will light up the sky with fireworks.
Okay, so on top of that, now I saw a report that's going around this morning, and I don't know who this guy is. He doesn't have a ton of followers on Twitter. However, he does have a blue check mark. It's funny, my computer is messed up, but there's a report that's going around that he is about to announce that he's going to the Lakers. Like, I mean, it's going to be sooner rather than later, like really soon. So whatever you think about that, this is something I've seen reported in a lot of places by a bunch of reputable people, and that is that LeBron is considering the possibility of making his free agency announcement. First of all, before I get to this story, hasn't he learned anything? Don't, with the decision, don't make it some sort of stunt. Just announce where you're going. However, this case would be a little bit different because you're not really crapping on the city of
Cleveland. When was the last time that someone has told him what he was doing was wrong? I mean, you, what?
But even he knows the decision was wrong. I think he's even admitted that he would do it differently.
I don't know. And then you read The Godfather, and the next thing you know, you got a bunch of ideas in your head.
I guess so. Okay. So apparently LeBron is considering making the possibility of making his free agency announcement as part of the first official trailer for Space Jam 2, using a new Instagram feature called Instagram TV, in which he's going to be paid to make that announcement. So this is according to reports. He said, in addition, once James announces his decision, he will utilize the Instagram TV app to launch a trailer for Space Jam 2.
Well, first of all, I like it because it helps destroy Twitter, but continue.
I was also told that LeBron James has to let some of his sponsors know where he would be going. The reasoning behind it is that the contents of this said trailer will state where the king is actually going.
The king?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to, first of all, thank God they're making Space Jam 2. I can see it being a lot different than Space Jam 1.
It's going to make a ton of money.
Of course it's going to make a ton of money.
Yep.
But there's 5 billion scripts out there that are not getting... You know what made a lot of money? The first Incredibles. And you know what someone did is they sat down and wrote it and made it. I mean, the idea that you're making Space Jam 2 is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous if it's going to make a load of cash.
I understand that. But there's a bunch of things out there, wild ideas that could make a lot of cash. They did it. They gave the people who made Animal House $2.5 million, and that made $140 million. I mean, there's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of talented people. So he's going to get on Instagram and do this, and then what? And then he's going to say he's playing for the Lakers.
And in the trailer, it's going to have the jersey in which he is going to be eventually wearing.
Right, and then he'll be talking to Bugs Bunny characters that are very relevant.
So I can't see him doing this with Cleveland, could you? I mean, by the way, Vegas is like leaning hard that it's basically they're saying it's a certainty that he is going to the Lakers.
Yeah, this isn't a movie trailer. He's not going back to Cleveland.
I don't know, because there's a very persuasive article on ESPN.com right now about the reasoning that he would go back to Cleveland.
Well, what would they do? Then, according to the article, because I'm curious about this, because I don't think it's a done deal that he would go to the Lakers either. And I think the other team that he would go to is just stick around with the Cavaliers. However, the things that are making me say there's no way is that, A, he hates Tyronn Lue. You can tell that he thinks he's incompetent, but you can get a new coach, right? And B, he thinks his teammates are idiots and jackasses.
And
that
none of them are leaving.
Well, no. The argument that they make is that over the last 3 years, there's been dramatic trades made by the organization, and Dan Gilbert has spent more than any other owner on players. So if he doesn't like this particular lineup, they have the last 3 years, and they give it examples of it. The annual tradition, midseason trades, which seemed dramatic at the time, had become something of an annual tradition for the Cleveland team trying to chase championships. The J.R. Smith, Shumpert, and Mozgov deals in 2015, the Channing Frye trade.
Understood, but who could you bring into the Cavaliers that would make them a contender against Golden State? Because I noticed Kawhi Leonard.
Who are you going to bring into the Lakers?
Well, the Lakers, I mean, you could do Paul George, and the Kawhi Leonard thing is tough. I've been saying this. Going to the Lakers is a bad idea. Well, Anywhere but the Celtics, as far as if you want to win, is not a good choice. He can't win if he goes to the Lakers unless he gets both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
And the contracts that Cleveland traded last year aren't like the contracts that they're saddled with now.
They can make a trade for one good player,
You'd have to trade Kevin Love, I think, to get anyone worth a damn. J.R. Smith, $15 million, Jordan Clarkson, $13 million. I mean, they got massive contracts. No team is going to take that, especially because both those contracts are for 2 years and not for one.
Well, These are the arguments that are being made, Dan Gilbert has spent the money and that Dan Gilbert is willing to bend over backwards for LeBron James. And the idea that Ty Lue would be any kind of factor in this, I mean, LeBron James could smack his...
Let's also get to what's going on with the owners and the people running the organizations. First of all, LeBron James hates Dan Gilbert. And that, and not just because of the Comic Sans thing, but because of some political things he said in the past. LeBron James and him. Remember, you saw him when he went to go get the Eastern Conference Champion Trophy. He completely just blew off Dan Gilbert.
Sure.
Stuck his hand out. So he hates Dan Gilbert. And on top of that, you got somebody in L.A. right now talking real cocky. Like, they're about to land someone huge, and that being the very well-spoken Magic Johnson. Have you heard this?
No, I have. He's he's putting himself on the line.
You have to give us time. This class, like I told you before I took the job and when I took the job, it's going to be a two-summer thing for the Lakers. This summer and next summer. And that's it. And then if I can't deliver, I'm going to step down myself. She won't have to fire me. I'll step away from it. You know, because then I can't do this job.
And then he said,
I'm feeling more better about the Boston Celtics than I am about the Miami Heat.
It would be funny if he said it was a two-summer job this summer and then the summer of 2030.
Well, listen, we all know that Magic Johnson,
I think Boston will wins.
Boston will win.
He's got so much to lose. I can't imagine him stepping down from that job.
I read more of that ESPN article you were talking about, Fred, and how they listed all of the inner circle of Cleveland. All of the staff of Cleveland riddled with LeBron's friends and people he's close to. And they're saying, oh, that's a reason he's going to stay. That's not a reason he's going to stay. Magic Johnson is so desperate to bring in a guy like LeBron, he'll hire all those guys and bring them out to L.A.
Yeah, and there's another argument in the article that I didn't realize he was able to do is that he basically doesn't have to be with the team.
No.
Like, he's able, they let him go wherever he wants.
The Lakers have been awful.
Which the Heat did not do.
Yeah, his situation in Cleveland, I don't know if he gets that anywhere else.
Magic Johnson will do anything he wants. The Lakers have been horrible for five years.
During the playoffs, if they have a couple days off, I mean, he's able to fly to Miami and hang out with people. He can go.
I think
he could go to L.A. whenever he wanted to.
What say you, Magic Johnson?
You know why I love the playoffs? Because it can all the pressure.
Right, can you imagine that pitch meeting?
Oh, yeah.
I'm concerned, guys.
Listen, he should be very concerned that LeBron James not go there.
They play Scrabble, and everyone just challenges every word that he uses.
Well, you know that.
Is not spelled with a C.
Mother Nature caught up with the Celtics tonight.
Actually, this works in the Lakers' favor.
There was a hurricane that came through.
LeBron's not taking pitches.
What? Magic Johnson, the fact that he's not on TV anymore is a crime. Oh, this is a good observation. One of our listeners just tweeted us and saying, because LeBron is just going to announce that he's going to be playing for the Toon Squad, it's all going to be just a promotion for Space Jam 2. That is very,
very
astute.
Good.
Yep, that's probably exactly what it's going to be.
Someone who would be a good marketer.
Now, Magic, can we find out, is there any certain way we can look into the future and possibly see where LeBron James is going to go?
Well, let's just go to the Magic 8 Ball and see what the Magic 8 Ball says. Shake it up.
Well, I don't know what it says.
Well, it says that we're not going to keep this bit going much longer because you're not good at it.
No, see, that sucked. He was the best thing about that playoff run because they ended up, that was like in 2010, right? That was the one that the Celtics ended up losing, was just hearing Magic Johnson speak on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, they tried to create bits around him like the Magic 8 Ball because his name's Magic. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
If the Heat didn't play great defense, LeBron wouldn't have scored all these points.
It says,
I miss him.
I shake up the 8 ball. It says, try again later. Uncertain.
If Rondo gets that high triple-double and get everybody involved, I think Boston will wins.
All right. Well, very good. But, you know, the guys made $1 billion selling movie theaters. We will be back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Have we ran out of those Hey Guys Hey shirts yet?
I don't know. I have to check. I'll retweet the link. But we have a few of these left. The Toucher and Rich Hey Guys Hey shirt. I do like when people tweet us wearing the wearing the shirt out and about. Hey, if someone wanted to wear out of the greasy pole thing, that would be some nice promotion. I wouldn't mind seeing someone falling and wrecking themselves this weekend.
Yeah,
while promoting the show at the same time.
After Rich falsely accused a bunch of people of stealing his remotes.
I didn't falsely accuse. I said someone stole it, but not anyone in particular except for Sarge.
And then no one had stolen them, actually. But now we are silly with these remotes.
Someone brought an entire bag filled with the same remotes that someone had allegedly taken yesterday.
NBC Sports Boston should just empty the coffers on us right now. Get it while the getting's good.
It'd be nice.
You know? Just any family ties stuff they have left over from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that was NBC, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Cosby Show, Family Ties.
Give me a shirt with some normisms on the back.
I don't know if Double Trouble was on NBC, but I'm sure they could get their hands on some stuff.
That was the twins? Is that with the girl twins?
Yeah. I'm going over to Fowler's house to dine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
so our producer over on the NBC Sports Boston side of things.
So maybe at this time he could. NBC would be nice. NBC would be nice if after our years of service to you, if you could send us a nice package of memorabilia from the shows of the past. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
I found a shirt. I was cleaning out an old storage space that I had, and I was going through some old shirts, and I have one that says there's the right way, the wrong way, and the Tang way on it.
Oh, good Lord.
They made Gary Tangway shirts years ago.
And you have the one.
And I have the one. And I would proudly wear it today, except for it's just like all moldy and nasty in this pile of old shirts. I found all of
our old BCN
shirts. Yes, they were worn by Gary, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It was like kind of that weird fetish thing that people have, but it was for Gary Tangway fans.
I mean, I could use a Golden Girls shirt. It would be very... it would be thrifty because I could use it for one thing and then clean up. And then I could take Give Me a Break shirt. These are all NBC.
Is that NBC?
Yeah. Silver Spoons. By the way, Mama's Family was on for 8 years.
That's unbelievable.
Mama's Family, by the way, is shot in such a way that it's like, what is this? This is like the most garbage show of all time. Like, just glancing at it for a moment lets you know it sucks. You know, a Highway to Heaven shirt.
That was all right. Michael Landon, he was a hunk.
No, that was not a good show. Hunter was good because the girl always was a prostitute.
Yep. I remember I saw a movie with Fred Dreyer at the theater with my mom and dad that was so bad that my mom and dad got in a fight in front of me over it.
Double Trouble was
like, not a fist, but not a fist, but just like a, I can't believe you took me to that movie. And my dad was like, I like that movie. And she's like, that movie was awful. And it like turned into something bigger than just that on the way home. And I was like, all right, well, I think I'm just going to go to my room now.
By the way, It's Your Move was my favorite show for a year when I was a kid. So maybe it was starring a young Jason Bateman and the guy that ended up on... Married with Children. Boy,
you watched that. Everything. I don't even know what It's Your Move is.
Oh, it's My Two Dads. You could give me a shirt on that. Easy Street starring Lonnie Anderson. You could give me one of them bad boys.
What show is this?
Oh, this
NBC.
Is easy.
What?
It was a good show. News radio.
Very good.
All right, give me something else.
All right, for a second I thought that I was losing you. All right.
Oh, just shoot me.
You want to just shoot me as well?
I have like 80 on my DVR.
Okay, what about this one?
Running together.
Okay. Said the name of it.
I guess Hang Time.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, so this one I actually did watch an episode or two.
Is this Quantum Leap?
No.
It's not a sitcom.
No.
All right, so it doesn't count.
So you were a sitcom, only sitcom.
Yeah.
That was MacGyver. Here's one for John.
Oh, Living Single.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Thank you. Of course they do. And this one is just, this show is intolerable. Now, I never watched an entire episode, but just the commercial made me go, why would someone sit and subject themselves to this?
She was walking in a body. Oh, this is the Fran Drescher show.
The Nanny.
The worst. Oh, my gosh. Jesus, she's annoying. Yeah, I didn't watch that. Awful. Right, give me something else.
Here's the biggest show that's ever been on TV that I've never seen a moment of.
Oh, that is Ted Danson's vehicle.
Becker.
That is Becker. All right, so Billy Jaffe will join us